Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and this week we're diving into a topic that can feel both terrifying and liberating. That's vulnerability. How to be vulnerable. Let's get into it. We're living in a world that often equates strength with invulnerability. The idea of embracing vulnerability can feel daunting at times. We are conditioned to be a certain way and just hide our emotions and just try to overall be strong. But meekness is not a sign of weakness. The art of being vulnerable is about unlocking the transformative power of vulnerability and just stepping and walking into your truth and embracing all of your flaws and all your imperfections and allowing yourself to be seen for who you are. And vulnerability, it's not a weakness. It's actually a strength. It's a gateway to deeper, fulfilling connections, personal growth, and just freedom. So understand that being vulnerable is, you know, not about exposing yourself to pain, but about allowing yourself to experience life in a more fulfilling way. And it's about daring to show up and be authentic without fear or pretense. The greatest connections, the most profound growth, and the deepest sense of fulfillment comes from being vulnerable, a level of vulnerability. So are you ready to fully embrace the art of being vulnerable, whatever that means in your life today? We live in a world that often glorifies strength, independence, and having it all together. But sometimes it's okay not to have it all together. Vulnerability, on the other hand, can be seen, of course, as a weakness, but vulnerability, on the flip side, can be your superpower. So this episode today, it's not about, you know, sitting in self-pity or oversharing personal details with everyone you meet. It's about understanding the true meaning of vulnerability and recognizing the courage it requires and exploring how embracing vulnerability can lead to deeper connections and greater authenticity and a more fulfilling, balanced life. So we're going to get real and raw about the fear of being vulnerable and explore how to step outside of your comfort zone and embrace the power of showing up fully as you are. So we'll explore what vulnerability truly is, discuss common misconceptions surrounding it, and just go over some strategies for cultivating vulnerability in our daily lives, because I mentioned vulnerability a lot, but it's something that's so critical to all aspects of life. So we'll be honest about the discomfort and fear involved in being vulnerable, but also celebrate the immense rewards and a just overall greater self-acceptance of a more authentic life. So what is vulnerability? Vulnerability is emotional exposure, sharing your feelings and experiences with others. It's in risk-taking, stepping outside of your comfort zone and putting yourself out there. It's in all of those uncertain times that you embrace the unknown and being open to unexpected outcomes and having a sense of courage, showing up as your true self, even when it feels scary, even when it makes you different and odd. That's okay. Authenticity, living a life that's congruent with your inner self, and connections, building deeper, more meaningful relationships with others. Now, there's so many misconceptions about vulnerability. When I say be vulnerable, people are like, oh no, let's skip that. There's so many misconceptions, and one of the biggest misconceptions is that vulnerability is a weakness, but vulnerability is actually a sign of strength. It takes courage to be vulnerable. Another one is it's oversharing. Some people have diarrhea of the mouth. That's not what we're talking about. Vulnerability is about sharing appropriate emotions and experiencing, you know, that with trusted individuals. And it's about being emotional all the time. And that's not the case. Vulnerability is about being honest about your emotions, not being controlled by them. And also some people think, oh, vulnerability is for certain people. I don't have to be weak or soft. That's not what we're talking about. Everyone experiences vulnerability. It's a universal human experience. So let's unpack some practical strategies for cultivating vulnerability in our lives. The first thing is start small. Begin by sharing small things with people that you trust. Practice self-compassion. And also, when you're sharing things with people that you trust, use a level of discernment. Be wise, be logical. I know I'm saying be vulnerable, but you have to have a level of discernment because everybody can't be trusted. I'm just gonna put that out there. So have a discerning spirit, and identify, you know, safe spaces. So that goes back to being discerning. Understand if that's an environment for you to share your true self and your feelings. Find people and environments where you feel safe to be yourself. So you have to be able to read the room, and you have to have that level of emotional intelligence when you're being vulnerable. Also, be authentic. Share your true thoughts and feelings, even if they're not perfect or polished. Some people think their ideas have to be perfect or polished before they share them. That's not the case. Another thing is setting boundaries. It's okay to say no and protect your emotional well-being. Remember that everyone feels vulnerable. You're not alone in your struggles. Celebrate that level of courage and acknowledge and appreciate the times you choose to be vulnerable. Because one thing I know in life is that vulnerability is not about being perfect. It's really about being real. So keep it real with yourself so that you could show up real with others. It's about showing up as your true self. Imperfections, flaws, and all. The real you has entered the building, entered the chat. It's about connecting with others on a deeper level and creating a space for authentic relationships. So let that sink in. What does it mean for you personally to show a level of vulnerability in your life? What does that look like for you? Vulnerability for me simply means letting my guard down, because often I'm very discerning and I can read people and see, hey, they're not my type. We're not compatible, you know, in certain different environments. It's like, hey, you know, hello, I'm cordial. And I think letting my guard down and not having those walls up, and that allows people to be more open too, because sometimes people are goofy or they use jokes as like an icebreaker. But to me, I'm like, it's so silly. You're so goofy, right? So you kind of have to think about when you let others get close to you. Like, I could see like, okay, this person may be bad for me, so I'm not even gonna allow them to get close to me. Let's keep it short. Let's keep it light. Like, you're just not, we're not a match, right? So I would say for me, vulnerability, just understanding that I can let certain walls down and I don't have to be super guarded 24/7. Although I do keep the guards up, like I said, you have to have a level of discernment. So I would say that's my level of vulnerability, just showing a softer side of me that I don't show to everyone, that I show to people close in my circle. So that's not a sign of weakness. It's true strength. So I have to work on that as well. We all could be a little more vulnerable in our life. So it also helps to develop different practice of vulnerability daily and creating that environment. Sometimes I feel like this is not the environment for me to be vulnerable in. Like, you know, you could just read the room. I think some people lack discernment with reading the room. Sometimes you're in environments you may have not chosen to be in those environments. Maybe that's just kind of like your day to day, based off of your hobbies or interests or work, you end up in certain rooms with certain people. So I'm just going to leave that there. But vulnerability is something that we all should try to incorporate having more in our life. It's okay to not always have this strength and have it all together. And it's okay to not be perfect. I think for me, I don't worry about what people think of me. So I don't worry about like, oh, they're going to see that I'm not perfect. That doesn't faze me. I think for me personally, it's just like letting people get in my space that I feel that we're not a compatible match and we're eventually going to clash. And I try to like prevent that by being guarded. But I can be vulnerable and let my guard down and be more empathetic and see others, even if we don't share the same point of view. But back to us, back to everyone on the podcast, you have to really, in order to be vulnerable, you have to fully understand and define what vulnerability truly means. You have to have a good understanding of that and how vulnerability can enhance your life and enhance relationships and enhance communication. When you are embracing all of your imperfections and understanding that it's okay to be you. I'd rather show up in a room as me any day than a version that I'm pretending to be. And one of the biggest things is, you know, validation is for parking. We need to do a podcast on that. Breaking through fear and shame and understand how fear and shame keeps us from being vulnerable. Understand that people are going to talk about your imperfections. They also will talk about you when you're amazing. People always have something to say. So why should you give their opinion such high regards, you know? So you have to have certain strategies for dealing with that and overcoming that fear and shame, and strategies to overcome self-doubt as well, and just embrace your imperfections and have compassion for yourself. That is critical. And communicate. It's all about communicating openly and honestly and using vulnerability to, you know, as a tool for self-discovery and just practical ways to create that level of supportive environment for you to be vulnerable, perhaps a safe space, and inspiring others by leading with your true, authentic self. That creates something that's more fulfilling and greater in life when you are holding on to those key principles for vulnerability. And I mean, we unpack so many key elements of vulnerability. What I could say is think about what areas in your life that you feel you can be more open, have that level of communication. You're not inviting harm into your life. We're not talking about vulnerability on that level. Like I said, for me personally, you have to use discernment. You have to think of areas of where you could, you know, pinpoint that strength of vulnerability to enhance and improve relationships and improve your life. So that's what that's all about. And also, I don't think I could even, you know, be a motivational speaker or have this podcast if I didn't show a level of vulnerability. Vulnerability allows us to connect by me being authentic. I'm speaking to the authentic version of you. There's something in me that's going to resonate with you when I'm authentic, and vice versa. When you're out there and you're living in your truth and you're being authentic, you're going to inspire others just by being you, just by having the courage to show up as your true self. You make a difference. People see you, people watch you, people hear you, and you could make such a great impact just by being yourself, just by owning who you are, flaws and all, and loving that version of you and having the courage to be you and not conform to this narrative or the standards or the status quo on what society is telling you what you should be. If you match up to what society want you to be and that's your core belief, that's phenomenal. However, if society is pushing a certain agenda, a certain narrative, and in your gut, in your heart of hearts, it doesn't match you to the core, then you owe it to yourself to be authentic and take a stand in a constructive way, in a respectable way, to be your true self. There's nothing better than you. And I don't know about you, but I feel amazing when I've built such great connections off of me being my authentic self and not pretending to be this illusion of what people think I should say or what people think I should do. And then I do that and then I look for a sense of validation, because you're going to always be chasing that. If people are defining who you are, social media, friends, family, you're going to always be chasing that. It's like chasing a high. You have to be still. You have to sit and stand on your principles and your core values on who you want to be and be content with that and be proud that you have the courage to be whoever and what you want to be in life. And when you're switching it up and when you are embracing vulnerability, the art of vulnerability, always use discernment, always, always read the room and understand what type of environment and what type of group you are around. So we want to be vulnerable, but we also want to do it in a very constructive way. Well, the benefits will benefit us in the long run, not harm us, not tear us down, because there's so many versions of vulnerability. So I think that's the first thing, is you have to identify a clear, concrete version of what vulnerability looks like for you. And if you have one major key takeaway from today's podcast, I definitely hope it is that vulnerability is not a weakness. It is a profound source of strength, connection, and transformation. And when we embrace our vulnerability, we open ourselves up to so many possibilities. We have the ability to create deeper relationships, richer experiences, and a greater understanding of our core selves, our core values. And it allows us to connect with others and just be connecting on a genuine level, you know, foster that level of empathy, and it encourages personal growth. So by shedding the protective layers we build around ourselves, I know I talk about that, that's something that I have to shed, we give permission to those around us to do the same. In doing so, we create spaces of trust, authenticity, and true belonging. Vulnerability teaches us resilience, and as it requires us to face our fears and uncertain times with courage. So as you move forward, I want you to remember that living a life of openness and authenticity is a continuous journey. And there will be moments of doubt, but understand the rewards of vulnerability, genuine relationships, emotional freedom, and self-acceptance far outweigh those risks. So it's definitely worth putting yourself out there. Dare to be seen, to be heard, and to be fully yourself. The art of being vulnerable is the art of living fully. What area of your life would benefit most from more vulnerability? What small step can you take today to embrace vulnerability and connect with others on a more authentic level? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, vulnerability is not a weakness, it's a strength. Embrace your vulnerability, connect with others authentically, and live a life that is true to who you are. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast.